How tall is too tall when it comes to buildings in Haines? At its latest meeting, the Planning Commission said height limits should be more restrictive than they are right now. Planners proposed putting restrictions on areas of town that have none. Initially, the commission was leaning toward loosening height restrictions. Right now, construction is limited to 30 feet in every building zone except General Use, Mud Bay, and Lutac Rural Residential. General Use and Mud Bay have no height restriction, and Lutac has a maximum of 35 feet. The main concern when this first came up was about taller buildings potentially disrupting neighbors by blocking views. But then it became a safety concern. In January, Haines Volunteer Fire Department Chief Brian Clay wrote a letter to the commission in opposition to raising height limits. He said structures are limited to 30 feet for a reason. The department's ladders are 24 feet tall. He told the commission the maximum height they can safely serve is 30 feet, and increasing building heights would, quote, put Haines residents at greater risk of fire hazards. Clay's concerns were backed up by a letter from the state fire marshal. That's why, instead of loosening restrictions, the planners started looking at tightening them. Those zones that aren't currently limited to 30 feet would be. Commissioner Brenda Josephson was opposed to that.
I can't support a change that's going to make it more restrictive, especially out the road. So I would say if we're not willing to relax it, not pass this change.
She presented information about how sprinkler systems can help alleviate fire safety concerns in taller buildings. Rob Miller pushed back against leaving the code as is.
It's a safety issue above 30 feet or 33 or whatever, then I think it would be irresponsible to leave it the way it is.
Jeremy Stevens advocated for allowing builders to get a conditional use permit to go over 30 feet.
I'm just not a fan of restrictive code in this case because there's a lot of different scenarios that have been mentioned to us. And if we make a conditional use permit required to go beyond 30, the builder is going to have to address many issues.
And that was backed up by longtime local fireman Rock Ahrens, who said the code should be more flexible, allowing the fire department to assess requests to go higher. Right now, conditional use permits are allowed in code for the heavy industrial zone and significant structures. Stevens wanted to change that to every zone, without imposing an upper limit. Interim manager Brad Ryan said that kind of change could be challenging for borough staff.
You understand I'm on day three in an appeal on a conditional use permit now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you're stretching the expertise of staff and the manager.
Ryan was referring to what turned out to be a 10-hour meeting taken up by mostly citizen appeals on a resource extraction permit. Commission Chair Rob Goldberg was against broader allowance for conditional use permits.
Conditional use permits should be a special thing. It shouldn't become a regular occurrence. And especially if there's no upper limit put on this, I'm just not comfortable with that. I think it's going to cause a lot of problems.
The commission voted 5-2 against making that change. The main motion to make height limits more restrictive passed 5-2. That means with assembly approval, builders in the general use, Mud Bay, and Lutac zones will have to stay under 30 feet. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.